We bring in the sideline analyst for the Arkansas Razorbacks, Quinn Grovey. Quinn, good afternoon. How are you?
What's happening, Trey? What's happening, Matt?
What's up, Quinn?
What's going on, buddy?
It's time for our QB to QB segment. Last week it was Kevin Scanlon. This week Matt Jones goes one-on-one with number four, Quinn Grovey.
Oh, it's an honor, Quinn. Glad to have you on the show.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be on the show. I'm glad you're doing well, man. You're sounding good, and I like what's going on.
Thank you much. Now, how long have you been the sideline reporter?
Man, it's 15 years.
15
it's been a long
years.
Time. Long
yep.
15 years,
well,
man.
Awesome.
But I can tell you, it's been a blessing to be able to do it. It's been fun, and you know, be able to talk about Razorback football each and every Saturday. It's been cool, and then be able to wake up, you know, every Saturday morning and be able to say, "Hey, I get to go watch Matt Jones play for free."
I hear you.
You know, that's pretty good.
I hear you. I was looking at some of your stats, man. I wish I could have got to get up there and watch you play a little more, man. You're a heck of a player.
Well, you know, I have, you know, back in the day we ran the bone, and you know, running that bone, it's tough to put up big numbers, and you know, nowadays
it's all about winning, and that's what y'all were able to do.
That's exactly right, man. So that's the stat I like to talk the most about is winning for sure.
Now, since you've been there on the sidelines the last few years, and when you played. What is so much different about the facilities and everything? How much has it grown? And when you were there as a freshman, sophomore, did you envision the way the stadium and the area is right now?
No, man, it's completely different. You know, I talked to some of the guys I played with back in the day that, you know, hadn't been back on the hill, you know, for several years after they played, and then when they come back and see what's taking place, man, it's just been ridiculous. I mean, the stadium, just the weight room, just all the indoor practice facilities and, you know, just everything that they got going on. You got to give Coach Broyles a lot of credit for getting started. You got to give Jeff Long a lot of credit for keeping it rolling.
Yeah, I mean, even in my few years there, it seemed like they were always doing something. And when you look back at your career, do you have a lot of times your favorite game and your best win aren't the same game, but do you have a favorite game that you played in, and what is your best win that you remember that you always look back and just like, I'm glad we won that one?
Probably the best win. A lot of people have seen this game. It was in 1989. We played against Houston and Andre Ware, and he was a Heisman Trophy candidate, and he won the Heisman that year, and you know, we had our backs against the wall because we just lost to Texas the previous week, and we were like number five in the country. So had we won that game, we probably would have moved up a little bit and still been in that national title hunt. But we lost to Texas, and our goal was really to win that Southwest Conference championship again. And in order to do that, we had to beat you know, the Houston Cougars and Andre Ware, and you know, they were coming in with this high octane offense, and they just put 95 on SMU.
Mm.
So we were next, and so, yeah, after a loss, we picked ourselves up, won that game 45-39, and, you know, it helped propel us to go on and win another ring, which is always good. And so that was probably the best. I mean, you know, and it's always good to play in those Cotton Bowls. I mean, even though we stunk when we played in them, it was those were the games that you really just enjoy the environment, because back then the Cotton Bowl was like one of those BCS bowls. You
right.
Win the championship and you go there. So that would probably be how I'd rank that.
And also, I know as a former player, you have that one play. My play that I wish I could have back was when I fumbled in the red zone. We were down two, fourth quarter against Texas. And, you know, you have a couple that you would want to take back, but that play right there, oh, I wish I could take that one back. Do you have a play when you look back and wish you would, you know, made a different read on that option, or that you wouldn't have made a certain mistake in a certain situation on one game?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think about it, and I still think about it today, sitting at a stoplight. I could be sitting at a stoplight or in a meeting thinking, God, dog, boy,
yeah.
I wish I'd done something different. But it was, we were playing Tennessee in the Cotton Bowl, and we were up on Tennessee, and getting ready to really put a nail in the coffin early in the first quarter. And I threw a pick on like the 3-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Going in. They picked it off and then came back the next play and threw like a 90-yard bomb and then really seized the momentum and just, you know, took us out of our game. So I always think about that play. If I'd have just thrown, he was wide open. If I'd have thrown it out there a little farther, Carl Pickens wouldn't have been able to pick it off, but Pickens made an athletic play, picked it off, and they bombed us the next play.
Yeah, that's so funny. I do the same thing. You don't even think about all, you know, your touchdowns or whatever. You think about your interceptions and your mistakes and how you wish you could change those. And I know everybody's talking about, you know, the new coach, who we're going to get, and it kind of gets a little old. But you were on the committee, I think, for getting Coach Nutt here. Have you had any discussions with Jeff Long, or what's your take on the whole situation?
Jeff's been pretty close to the vest with this thing. He's really good at what he does. But I hadn't had many conversations with him about it. You know, he's a guy that I believe wholeheartedly will go out there and do a great job and get us the right candidate. He understands what we need. And, you know, so I got faith in what he's going to do. So as far as all the candidates, I've heard every candidate from Gruden to Tuberville. And, you know, I just kind of let that kind of pass as
do
well.
Do you have a top three list who you would like?
I really don't, to be honest with you. You know, you hear about Gruden, and kind of, I mean, sure, it'd be great to have him, but, you know, I don't know if that's in the cards. But, no, I don't have a top three list. You know, one of the guys I do really like, though, I really like, and I was in high school with him. We graduated the same year, is Mike Gundy over at Oklahoma State. I mean, he's an offensive guy who can really do a lot of different things. But I got complete faith in Jeff and Chancellor Gerhardt and what they decide to do.
Well, with this week being Thanksgiving, what are you most thankful for when you look back on your life?
Oh, man, two great parents, man. Well, I tell you, two great parents, my dad, Robert Grovey, and my mom, Bobby Grovey. Just can't thank them enough for everything that they've always given me. And, you know, they didn't always give me what I wanted, but they gave me what I needed and, you know, taught me how to treat people. And, you know, and I think... you know, the values and the things that they instilled in me, you know, allowed me to be the person that I am. And, you know, if I'm anything like them, I'm telling you, I'm extremely happy.
And you look at kind of this, the TV contracts kind of making a play in how these conferences are getting realigned. And I think Rutgers and Maryland are going to the Big Ten. And we just got A&M and Missouri in the SEC. Do you see the SEC expanding more? Or do you think we're probably going to be set for a while?
I think we're probably going to be set for a while. I don't know which schools in the SEC make make sense, you know, for expansion. Florida State may make a little sense, you know, with everything they got going on with Maryland and, you know, moving over to the Big Ten, et cetera, et cetera. So if I was thinking of any school looking to probably hop in, I mean, I think Florida State could possibly be someone to really take a look at, but... You know, one thing I'm probably thinking about is, you know, will we go to a 9-game schedule at some point? Because games we had in the SEC last week, I mean, when you got Ole Miss and LSU as your 2:30 game, and you got Vandy and Tennessee as your nightcap, and, you know, no other games to really speak of, boy, yeah, you just really wonder what's going on with that. And I'm certain that that Mike Slive and that group saying we're probably not going to ever have another weekend like that.
Right. I've been really impressed with Tyler. I know he's had a down year, but you've got to see every game, and you've got to see him play this whole year and some last year and around more practices that I've been around. What do you see as far as him taking that next step to the NFL? Do you think he's going to be successful? And does he look like a first-round pick to you?
You know, Tyler has done a great job, man. The guy is so tough in what he does. And, you know, I've always got a special place in my heart for somebody who is that Razorback quarterback. And, you know, he's gone through similar things that I have. I mean, my senior year just didn't turn out the way it was supposed to. And, you know, I'm sure this thing didn't turn out the way he thought it was going to turn out. But he stayed in there and fought. And, boy, he's got the build. He's got a big arm. He's tough. He'll stand in the pocket. He understands coverages. He understands, you know, the offense of what's going on. And I think that's definitely going to translate for him for a long, long career. There are a lot of guys in the NFL right now I see that that I think Tyler Wilson would be a better quarterback than, you know, those guys playing right now.
Example, so. Jason Campbell.
Yesterday. Oh, man.
Feel bad, man, for him. He's been in the league for a while, and he just doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. So I definitely think that there's going to be a place for Tyler. I think he'll have a long career, and I think he'll have a solid career.
Well, and these players, I mean, they're still playing hard, and the season, like you said, didn't go the way they wanted to. What current player that's going to be entering the NFL draft this next year or this coming year do you think has helped his draft status the most, whether it be an offensive or defensive player, besides Tyler? Does one player stick out that you looked at this year and said, man, he can really play on the next level?
By far, for me, it's Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe Hamilton. You know, for me, the one question I had about Kobe coming in, I mean, is, you know, he's been behind Jarius, he's been behind Joe, and, you know, can he, one, step up and be the number one guy? And then, two, can he be the number one guy while trying to bring guys along?
Right.
And you know, when you're the number one guy, man, you're going to be dealing with that double coverage. You're going to be dealing with a lot of different stuff. And, you know, can he beat off that guy with that press coverage, with that press jam at the line of scrimmage, and then be, you know, can he beat the guy that's waiting for him over the top? I mean, you know, as a receiver, I mean, that's tough stuff to deal with. I mean, you know,
I wasn't good enough to get double covered a lot, but yes, it's definitely tough. And I agree with you. I think Kobe has improved the most, and I think he'll be a top five receiver off the draft board. But Quinn, man, hey, thanks for joining us, and looking forward to hanging out with you, or maybe playing a little basketball or something.
Absolutely, Matt. Appreciate it.